News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
I'm joined by Harry Brown, who is media lecturer at TU Dublin, host of the Ditch podcast, to look at some of the stories that you may not yet have heard and also to give some analysis on those that you have. We start off with happy birthday, Mr. President. Trump is going with the traditional celebration of turning 80 by having a cage fight.
That's right. Sunday, the cage fight on the lawn of the White House.
Is it this Sunday?
It's this coming Sunday, and Trump is turning 80. The United States is turning crazy. There's actually some big sports events happening in the U.S. this week. The NBA finals are going on. New York is losing its mind over that. The World Cup obviously has come to the U.S. But what Trump is very excited about, and it really is, I think, excited in the usual way that Trump is excited, because there's a big commercial deal involved in this. In fact, the Secretary of State has been brought in. Marco Rubio signed a partnership deal with the UFC boss Dana White. And the relationship between Trump, UFC, and Dana White is really kind of what this is all about. So you put a giant cage on the White House lawn. Trump says, hey, UFC is picking up all the costs. And meanwhile, UFC is getting all the benefits of having a cage fight on the White House lawn. Rubio said that the fight will be watched, or the series of fights will be watched by probably a billion people all over the world.
Not even a trillion.
Yeah, let's say a trillion. But you know what? I'd say easily a billion people will have some clip of it pass over their phone at some point. So in terms of free commercial publicity for UFC, it's vast. But I think it's typically Trumpian, let's put it that way.
While we're talking aging, the other person who has been discussing his advancing years is Paul McCartney. He's been talking about the impact his age is having on him.
Yeah, it's funny. It's not Trump's birthday yet, and it's not Paul McCartney's birthday yet, but his birthday stories. It's actually my wife Catherine's birthday.
Well, happy birthday, Catherine.
Happy birthday, Catherine. So Paul McCartney is, yes, beginning to show signs of aging, as next week he turns 84. So there's going to be lots of When I'm 84 singing going on next week. But McCartney, yes, admits that he is aging somewhat and has a few jokes about how I was talking to my wife and it turns out she was talking about food or something, but I misheard it. And I said, what's Sid Bernstein got to do with it? Sid Bernstein, the American promoter who brought the Beatles to the States back in the 60s. So, yeah, so McCartney's doing great. His album's at number one in the U.S.
We all want to be so well preserved at 84.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think we'll be talking about 94 and 104 with Paul McCartney, if we're so lucky.
In political news then, an interesting survey in the UK looking at the desire among the population to give a Brexit referendum a second go.
Yeah, a desire that's kind of crept up to just approaching half of the population. So, but I mean, those who are absolutely opposed to a second referendum is down to 27%. So there is no doubt that people are uncomfortable with Brexit and that Wes Streeting in particular is using the possibility of going back to the EU as part of his campaign for the Labour leadership. So we're seeing Brexit and the European Union return as a political issue in Britain. And I guess it would do after 10 years. We know from our own history that the 10-year mark is kind of when you return to referendums with a bit of regret. We did it with divorce, wasn't it? It was 10 years between the first and second divorce referendum.
When we really get going, we can turn them around in 9 months.
Yeah, no, there is that. There is that. Yes, with the right warnings, we could be brought to heel within a year.
That's going to be a logistical nightmare, though. I mean, given how long and how complicated it was for the UK to get out of the European, what is it going to be like if they decide to try to get back in?
Yeah, I think it's more a symptom of British unhappiness with the way that life in that benighted country is going in general. Brussels sources have suggested that the UK's potential reaccession might be quicker than you would expect, that they won't be treated as any other candidate country. In other words, that they can jump the list.
They have some form.
They do. I don't know if it's good form, but they have some form.
Lastly, Noel and Liam are going to do a tell almost all documentary. Oasis is going to be hitting the big screens.
Yeah, this documentary is coming out in the autumn and a sort of a promotional write-up about it in the Irish Daily Mail. My favorite part about this was seeing the phrase non-disparagement in a piece about the Gallagher brothers. I thought that was really, really funny. But the non-disparagement agreement refers to discussion of Noel's ex-wife.
Sarah McDonald.
Exactly, yeah. So that will not be part of the program for the documentary.
So the divorce had a non-disparagement clause in it?
Yeah, the divorce divorce has even more than that. There's a binding legal agreement which permits neither party from discussing one another in media projects. So a non-discussion, let alone a non-disparagement. But as we know, the brothers have reconciled over the last few years. They've made a lot of money as well. And so we're finding out more and more backstage gossip about the Gallaghers.
Are you going to tell us what age Catherine is?
Oh, God, no. I'm a gentleman.
Well, happy birthday to Catherine. And thank you very much to Harry. Harry Brown, media lecturer at TU Dublin.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.